I'm on the phone right now with John Contreras from Calexico. He is the drummer. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing really good.
All right, great. I'm Becca. I am DJ here at 1190. I'd like to talk about your new album, Algiers. That just came out, and you guys are going to be touring throughout the States, I believe. You're coming here January 19th, which is super exciting. It was recorded in New Orleans. So how did that kind of shape the production of the record?
Well, you know, New Orleans is very different from Tucson, Arizona, where we usually record. And I think what we were doing or trying to get at with going to New Orleans was just that, like just to have a completely different environment to be inspired by. And the actual neighborhood we recorded in was called Algiers. And it had such a big influence on the sound of the record that we thought we would go ahead and name the record Algiers.
Definitely. And what sort of like musical influences like from New Orleans really shaped the record? I don't know. It sounds a little stripped down to me, but like, how do you feel about the influences?
Well, you know, it's not a real obvious influence. Musically, you don't hear it in what is normally known as New Orleans style.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I think the call was just dropped. We're going to get back into some music. And hopefully we can get him back on the air. All right, so we're back with John of Calexico after that weirdness.
Hi.
So hi again.
We
were talking about like the influences for Algiers. You were kind of saying
yeah.
that like it's not, it's kind of subtle.
Yeah, it is. It's I really think that the vibe of the neighborhood Algiers and the studio itself really influenced the sound of the record. You know, it's not necessarily the cliche of jazz or second line parade music that influenced us. It was more the vibe of being, you know, by the river and feeling the humidity and just knowing that the history of that city is really inspirational.
Definitely. And I feel like your records before have been very like concerned with like place and this like sense of like travel. So I feel like that definitely like comes across in Algiers as well. All right. So let's see, what else do I want to say? So it's primarily you and Joey who are kind of like the main people, but you do like collaborate with a band. How is this record recorded for in terms of like that dynamic?
Well, usually it's just Joey and I. We try to, you know, we start a dialogue, whether it's Joey's on piano or most of the time he's on guitar, and we just kind of start a dialogue with guitar and drums, and that's what we really like to do, is try to capture a song on tape while we're writing it. I know it sounds kind of strange because we don't necessarily have it mapped out, but we kind of have this from working together for so many years. We kind of have this telepathy, and we know it, where or how, you know, a certain chord may produce a certain kind of feel in the drums and vice versa.
Yeah.
So we kind of start out like that, and then from there, hopefully, it gets recorded before we start to learn it too much. And Craig Schumacher, who's been working with us for many years, he has a really good ear for when he can sense that something is happening between the two instruments, and he'll usually press record, or, you know, he might stop us and go, you know what, this is sounding really cool, let's record this. Most of the time he doesn't stop us, though. He'll just record it, and a lot of times we don't even know, you know, if we really like it or not until we listen to it back. For example, that song Para on the new record, when we were listening to it back, couldn't really understand how I was playing it. Like, I felt like somebody else was playing that actual drum beat. And I think that that kind of thing is the influence of New Orleans. That's the kind of influence that happens when you're in a place that inspires you.
That's really cool. So it's kind of like a spontaneous sort of recording style in a way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then from there, you know, the spontaneity, the dialogue continues. You know, when you get the basic track, the drums and the rhythm track down, the drums and the guitar, it starts to tell you, well, this feels like it could use vibes here, or this could use some kind of sound, you know, that's, you know, kind of synthesizer, but should be a little bit more organic. So you run the pedal steel through the Moog, and, you know, you just start experimenting. And with each track that you lay on to the original track, it tells you what to do next. And sometimes it'll even tell you what lyrics to put on.
Definitely. And I definitely think that you guys, like, constantly are, like, maintaining, like, an organic sound, but definitely, like, getting kind of experimental with it at times, which, yeah, I think is really cool. So switching it up a little bit, you've done numerous compilations with, or collaborations rather, with other artists, Iron and Wine, Willie Nelson. How is it to work with these other musicians?
Well, you know, it's inspirational. It's really great when we're in between records. Sometimes we get these calls to work on soundtracks for either documentaries or we've done a few feature films. You know, in the case you mentioned Willie Nelson, that was for the movie I'm Not There about Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we did quite a few collaborations for that soundtrack, which was really cool because a lot of them were done via MP3 swappings, but in the case with Willie, we just happened to be in Austin, Texas at that time.
That's crazy.
We actually recorded the basic tracks in his studio, and they were like, yeah, he'll come in sometime and, you know, he'll do the vocal, and we're not sure when he'll do that. And we're like, oh, cool, you know, this is great anyway that we get to be in the studio. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they were just like, oh, Willie's coming. And we were like, oh, cool, this is great.
Yeah,
I had my
seriously.
Wife and my son there. And he showed up, and he came in the studio, and we were listening to the basic track. And he goes, wow, this sounds really good. Who are these guys?
That's awesome. And
we're like, oh, well, that's us. We're the ones who recorded that. And he's like, ah, sounds great. Well, I'm ready to give it a try. Let's give it a try, you know. And he jumped in there and he nailed it. It was great.
Well, that's great. And it was kind of like a more obscure Dylan song that you guys picked. I can't remember the exact name, but it's not like one of his bigger ones, I don't think. But
The name of the song was Señor.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a beautiful song. And our friend Salvador Duran from Mexico, who's living in Tucson now, he got to sing on it as well. And, you know, they were both, our friend Salvador is an older man, and obviously Willie's getting up there in years, so they could really relate to each other, you know, in their vocal styles.
Mm-hmm.
And they could also really relate to the song. And it was one of those really magical moments there.
Definitely. That's really cool. And that's a really great soundtrack also. One of my favorite albums is your In the Rains EP with Iron and Wine. I don't know. I feel like you and, like, Iron and Wine, like, make a lot of sense. How was that experience working with Sam Bean?
Oh, he was great. You know, he had a batch of songs, and he just came to Tucson, and literally we would play them maybe once or twice. You know, we recorded like within two or three takes, and he was super easy to work with, and like you said, it was a good collaboration. It was a good mix. Mm-hmm. And Joey and I backed him up. We did that song for the Twilight movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called, American Flightless Bird.
Okay. And that's a more recent thing?
Yeah, we did it on Jay Leno.
Oh, cool.
We backed up Sam on that, and it was great to see him again, and that's a beautiful song as well. And when we were saying goodbye, he was like, yeah, I really want to get together with you guys and do some more recording, so...
So is that like a future thing that might be happening?
That could be a future thing, yeah.
Well, cool. Are there any other like future collaborations that you're working out or anything like that?
Well, I don't know if you've heard of this singer from Sweden. Her name is Anna Terum. Anna Terum.
I haven't heard of her, but we might have her at the library somewhere or something like that. Is that something that you're doing?
Well, we were going to work with her a few years ago, but we could never do it. The scheduling didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just recently met her on our last tour in Europe, and we did this Leonard Cohen song together with her, and it was really great.
Well, cool. And
she's going to be working on a new record soon, so maybe... You know, by the time we're done touring our new record, she'll be ready to work on her record, and maybe we can do a collaboration.
Well, awesome.
And we also worked with Laura Gibson a little bit.
Yeah, she's kind of getting big now. I feel like I'm hearing her name everywhere, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, her and her band opened up for us in Europe, and we've got along really well, and we did some collaborating with her live. While we were over there, so that I think that would be a good match as well.
Well, cool. All right. Well, we're just about out of time, but I just want to talk to you. It's our pledge drive right now, and we're an independent college nonprofit radio. So I guess my question is, how has independent media like helped you guys, like as an artist and Calexico as a whole? Like, how has that helped you guys get promoted and all that other sort of stuff?
Seriously, I don't think we'd exist without independent radio. It really, really helped us out a lot. In Tucson, KXCI is the independent college community radio station, and they've helped us out a lot. And we try to help the year by doing a benefit concert for them. So we know what it's like to have those pledge drives and how much work you guys do to get your support, but it's totally worth it, you know. And you know, when you have a community radio station like yours, it brings the community together. You know, it keeps it together and keeps people informed, and it keeps it real. You know what I mean?
Definitely real.
You can tell that. People are involved, there's spontaneity involved, just, you know, in the fact that you and I are talking over the radio right now is pretty great.
It is great, and it gives a look out to the community, and it, like, helps you guys as a band, and it's all just, like, a mutually beneficial thing.
It is.
But we love you. We love Calexico. I do the folk bar program here, so I was, like, all about your new record. But thank you so much for doing this phone interview. It's been really fun. I love doing it. And you guys are playing at the Bluebird on January 19th. We have tickets for that, and give us a call at 303-735-7625 to make your pledge and get those tickets to see a really great band. So thank you.
Thank you,
John.
Thank you very much.
This has been so fun. So support independent radio, support college radio, and and I'm gonna play a track from your album. I'm gonna play Hush. I hope you like that one.
Oh, nice.
So yes, I do
like that one a lot.
Well, great,
and thanks a lot, and good luck with your pledge drive, and good luck with the election night.
All right.
I know you're in a sweet state.
Yeah, definitely. Well, cool. Awesome. Well, thank you, John. And call 303-735-7625 to get Calexico tickets. Here's their track, Hush, off of their album, Algiers.